somebody's going to need your help one day, and you're going to be there for them. Mm-hmm. And let's talk through the process. Someone calls in. Someone gets in touch by whatever means. And they're dealing with the entrance. You know, the first impression you're going to get. Someone who answers the phone. Someone mm-hmm. who's taking the time to respond to your email question or whatever. There's mm-hmm. got to be a culture in the office. And this applies to everybody. You know, we have a certain culture in this office where we're basically one step away from prison, most of us. And this is our radio halfway house.
Present company excluded.
Right, right. Of course, Jesse B's the nun who comes in. And,
so much for a positive promotion over here.
You know what I'm saying. Like, well, people get in touch with you. Right. What is it you're trying to get across to your employees to get across to the public?
I got your question now. I think really, you know, it's one of positive leadership and mutual respect. And respect and compassion for what the client is going through. It's in our written policy that we're not to judge any client, obviously by such things as race, color, creed, sex, religion, sexual orientation, or whatever their perceived place may be in life. From whatever, you know, whether they're middle income or high income or part of the working, you know, what Ronald Reagan called the working poor. We don't let any of that enter into the equation of the way that we treat our clients and the way that we reflect upon their case. Everyone who's an innocent victim of an accident and which has a verifiable claim deserves good representation. And so we keep positive leadership from the top going through the staff. If you come in our office, you're not going to see us yelling at each other and throwing the paperweights around.
Yeah, it's not like a kitchen at a fancy restaurant. Yeah,
slamming the phones down. My view is that negative energy is an unwanted energy, and it's a destructive energy.
He's very zen this morning, John Price is.
Well, you got me feeling all philosophical here for a second, but it really is, and it takes away from time that we could be devoting our energy to helping those in need. As the head of the firm, I never have tolerated any sort of attitude, so to speak, that may be given by a staff member towards a client. We remind our staff members all the time that the clients are going through a tough stage in life, a tough event, you know, whether it be the 4-week neck strain. It sounds like a joke to some people, but you know, try turning your head. Think about how many times you turn your head every day during the course of a day, and think about having a painful strain and being reminded about every 30 seconds that it's hurting. And then, for that matter, to people who have neck and back surgeries, who have longer ordeals to go through. Whether it be from that spectrum to the other, we do it with a sense of compassion and with a sense of duty. We want to do a good job. We want to have a good outcome. But we want to be able to look back on the job that we've done. I always tell the paralegals and legal assistants and the lawyers, you know, sure, we've had to work hard to get in the position that we're in, but we don't take pride in the fact per se that we're a lawyer or that we're a paralegal, because that might lead to a selfish kind of pride. What we do take pride in is a job well done, and the results cannot be guaranteed. So if any lawyer out there is telling somebody, you know, I guarantee you this and I guarantee you that, ask them to put it in writing, because I guarantee you that they won't.
You put that guarantee in writing?
They're not supposed to do that. You know, that's right. I put that guarantee in writing because it's a violation of the ethical rules for lawyers to guarantee outcomes, or to mislead or misrepresent to a client with so much puff and self-pride that they lead the client to a false sense of hope, of pie in the sky, and so forth. We don't do that. What we do take pride in is a job well done. We go back and look and did we do everything that can reasonably be expected under the circumstances at that time, and make the best decisions at that time that can reasonably be expected of us in light of our education and experience? So, you know, that's the culture that we instill at John Price Law Firm. And I'm proud to say that I've been very fortunate to have paralegals and stuff who do a good job, and a lawyer, and the young lawyers too. We have a good blend of experience. I've been doing this for over 30 years now, and got some other attorneys on the staff, 20 years experience, 15, 16, and there's a lot that you learn over the course of those years through experience. Experience is the best teacher. But we also have some young attorneys, and I say young, you know, they've got 5 or 6 years experience. enough to where they can be effective and be trusted to do the job for the clients. But you also bring in some good youthful energy and some good new ideas to all the older guys in the firm. I had a deposition yesterday with an orthopedic surgeon, a brilliant guy, performed a ulnar nerve root decompression on a client. But I took my young lawyer with me, and you know, I'm sort of doing this deposition that I can basically do in my sleep. So I've just done it so many times. And that's not to say that I'm the world's greatest lawyer or anything, but, you know, it's just, it comes second nature. But towards the end there, I said, well, how about, what do you think? That's funny. He goes, well, you know, maybe you could ask him so-and-so and so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, good idea, good perspective. So, you know, we encourage the feedback from the younger guys, and we encourage mentorship of the younger guys in the firm. But all of that feeds down into the client. You got the positive attitude. It has to start amongst the co-workers before it feeds into the clients and results in a good job that we can, you know, do for them.
I mean, starts also at the top.
Yeah. And I didn't mean to ramble on there for too long, but you got me.
I do it all the time. Don't worry about it.
You got me. Well, it's something I do on a daily basis, so I consider talking about all day long, you know, because we do it all day long. But that's the, I think, the main thing that we try to do at the John Price Law Firm is keep that positive energy flowing and keep a sense of compassion for the clients and give everybody the respect that they have, that they need and deserve, while we represent them on their case. We don't have any, no prejudice, so to speak, is allowed in our firm. If you've been injured and you're a victim of an accident, you know, feel free to come to us, because we don't judge anybody. What we do is work the case. So,
well, and as you mentioned before, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're not one of these that's like, you know, here's my big check and we're going to get you, you know, judgment for this, that, and the other. You're not one of those. You don't flash it all the time and call,
well,
you know.
The rules do permit it to an extent. And as long as you have a disclaimer, and we do have bigger cases like that, without a doubt. I haven't been able to bring myself yet to do that type of commercial. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
But you want people to come into the firm with an idea of reality and not just being, you know, here's the cheap loss leader price to get you in the door. And then once you're here, we've got you. You know, you know what I'm saying? I think that, whatever, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I don't need you doing a big disclaimer about the stuff I'm saying.
I don't mind saying that I'm, as much advertising as I do, I'm not a big fan of attorney advertising in general. I'm kind of old school. You know, and I was reluctant to it years ago, but there's ethical rules that provide for the behavior and the conduct of it. And so I'm not here to badmouth my brethren who advertise more heavily or have a certain advertisers. Mm-hmm. That may be laughable sometimes by some people or draw that response that you just had. I try not to do that in the advertising that I do. You know, even our slogan we play sometimes, bringing more to the table. You know, when you listen to the lyrics, it's about the legal profession bringing more to the table for the unrepresented. And it does have some things in those lyrics that I agree with. I agree with all the lyrics, but
yeah,
one thing I said,
the John Price Law Firm, that's the name of the law firm.
Right. In the lyrics, you always talk about sitting down and help putting you at ease. And we do try to do that. We try to say, look, let us take on the burden of worrying about your legal case. You just concentrate on getting well. Concentrate on keeping your doctor's appointments and being a compliant patient with your medical care.
And work with someone that can handle all of this and think of the things you possibly wouldn't even think about. How would folks get in touch with you, John?
Well, they can get in touch with us right here in our Charleston and Somerville numbers at 843-552-6011. They can call toll-free 843-868-4357 or go to our website, johnpricelawfirm.com. You can click in and fill out a quick little email, and it comes straight to me.
Awesome.
You know, so, yeah. That's the way to do it, buddy.
I like this John Price. I'm doing kind of low-key this morning. Easy going.
I like you. Mellow. I like you.
You've been doing some yoga?
No. I had I got some good energy this morning. I'm getting ready to leave to Myrtle Beach and meet with three clients and then come on back to Charleston later this evening. You got me kind of relaxed here this morning talking about the positive. I'm feeling the positive vibes, nice. You know, the nice, smooth, relaxing, positive vibes of John
Price.
Can
you get me and Jesse B an airbrush t-shirt that says, you know, BFF?
I can do that. You know, there's a lot of t-shirt shops in Myrtle Beach.
I know. Way, if you happen to be down there, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's just tell me what color you want.
Like boxing JBT, BFF, and like a heart, and it says like KIT, and have a nice summer, and sorry so sloppy.
What is it about the lighting in those places, you know, where you, when you're riding down the road and you look and you see the T-shirts hanging inside from the road, and they just look so pretty and bright and glowing, and you go and you buy it and you get home and it's just a T-shirt, you know? There's some kind of trick there, the lighting or something that they do.
Usually you're a little inebriated when you're trying to get a airbrush T-shirt.
And now, from the Obvious Institute of Obvious Stuff.
Oh my God, that's like so obvious.
John Price, great to see you, man.
Good to see you this morning.